The idea of a curriculum, which makes the social-emotional learning needs of students a priority and ensures that all children are being taught to think critically, collaborate effectively, communicate respectfully, and express themselves creatively, has been my vision for many, many years. In a world where children are rushed from place to place, often on devices, we as educators and parents need to create an environment where they are given time and allowed to focus, to think, to create, and to learn. Let's make this happen together. My name is Jennifer Lee Quattrucci. Welcome to my podcast. The last episode was all about different ways we can promote positive behavior with strategies that foster a growth mindset and do not involve clip charts, color changes, or sticker charts. One of the things that I discussed was having a calm corner. This episode is going to give more information and details about exactly what a calm corner is, what it can be, and I want to answer some questions and address some concerns that people might have had. First of all, it really doesn't have to be a major classroom renovation. It's not about buying a whole bunch of, you know, so-called magic, gimmicky kind of calming tools. It's not about downloading and printing all kinds of fancy papers and cards and labels and charts and making it, you know, this whole big system. It's not that at all. What the calm corner is the opportunity for a student to calm themselves down when they're angry or to cheer themselves up if they're feeling sad. It's the opportunity. It's not about the space. You don't even have to have a corner. Often, students can get overwhelmed with feelings, and it's important that they're able to release anger and engage their mind without feeling that they're in trouble. It shouldn't be a time when they're feeling like they're being punished or any kind of a timeout at all. Again, it's an opportunity for them to be by themselves and have things around them that are comfortable for them. And this is an individual thing. I talked about in the last episode of having children have their own shoebox with their own things that are meaningful for them. And that's what it should be. It should be an individual thing. Not everyone is going to be able to calm down or cheer themselves up in the same way. You know, some classrooms and teachers really love using glitter jars. And I like them too, you know, and they're easy to make. You just put warm water in a bottle and glitter glue and some glitter and you shake it all up and you make sure that it's really tightly closed. And some children can be really calmed down and they feel really good as they watch the glitter glue go from the top to the bottom as it dissolves. It's a calming kind of a feeling. But you know, like, you don't have to have a glitter jar. And not everybody will be calmed down by shaking it and watching that all happen. It has to be, again, an individual thing. Some children may want to count to 10, to take deep breaths, to exercise, to play a quiet game, to read a book, to rest on a pillow. You can get colorful rice and put little lavender drops in it, and some children really find that relaxing. The important thing is not about having a whole bunch of stuff. The important thing is for the children to have the opportunity to either go somewhere or to take something out and use it to be able to, in a mindful way, calm themselves down or cheer themselves up and be then ready to learn. The only real must-have I would suggest is a simple piece of chart paper with these rules written. Number one, be kind to yourself. Number two, remember that all feelings are okay. Number three, remember that you matter and are loved. That's it. A piece of chart paper with those three rules listed. And if you're going to have a corner in your room for a calm corner, you can hang it up there. But if you're not, you can still hang up the chart in the room somewhere because, you know, if you don't have a space for it, for a calm corner, and you're going to have the children take out their own individual boxes and their own things and know what they're going to do on their own in their own space that you have determined, then the chart can be anywhere in the room that they know that they can look back at, remember, and read. They'll remember that those are the things to remember when they're feeling overwhelmed. The procedure. It's really important to have a procedure. A lot of teachers were concerned about children going off to a calm corner or a calm spot, or even just being left to do something on their own to calm themselves down, and then not going back to the group, just kind of like, you know, hanging out there forever. But there's going to be a procedure. The best procedure I think that's worked for me is simply to have them think about how they're feeling. Try an activity, think about how they're feeling again. So think, try, think. And that works. Sometimes they might have to think, try, think, think, try, think, think, try, think. So they're trying, you know, three different activities, and they're thinking about their, that's how they're feeling, and then they're ready to learn, and that's okay. And it could be three different activities. It could be to keep on trying the same one. But the important thing is that they're thinking about their feelings. They're being mindful of their of themselves. They're able to self-regulate and work on either calming down, cheering themselves up, and they can get themselves ready to learn. Sometimes they're trying the think, try, think, and it's not working, and they're trying the activities that were already determined that they were going to go to, and they're just not working, and they're too overwhelmed with feelings, and they should go to you, and they should know that that's part of the plan, that if these things aren't working, then they should seek out an adult, and that's what you're there for. And as far as the other students in the room, when someone's feeling overwhelmed and they need to be, you know, by themselves in a calm corner or in their seat with calming activities, you'll teach the students to keep working, to give the student some privacy, not to stare, not to glare. You'll teach that as part of your daily routine of simple respect for each other. And it won't be a problem. The children, they understand. It's important for them to learn empathy and to practice it in situations like this. So it really is really simple to give the children the opportunity to calm down or to cheer up on their own. And I hope that maybe that you'll try this if you're not already having something like this going on in your room or at home. A lot of parents have done this at home in their house. They've had a certain area or certain types of things that their children know that they can go to when they really are not feeling quite right. So I hope that maybe this has helped clear out any kind of confusion and maybe made it a little bit more simple for you. I know that when I first heard about this idea, I saw so many different things advertised that, you know, to buy and to set up, and it all looked so great. And I said to myself, yeah, I'm going to do that sometime. I'm going to get everything together. And then I didn't. And then it dawned on me that, you know what, you don't need anything at all. You just need the children to understand that, you know what, they can do this on their own. And it dawned on me that people are not going to all, you know, be calmed down by, say, a squeezy ball or a glitter jar or any of that. Just like grown-ups, like, we don't all do the same thing to calm down. It's the same thing with students. So please keep that in mind, and please consider having either a calm corner or some kind of way that the children can have an opportunity to do this, to self-regulate. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time. Please feel free to leave a voice message and let me know what you think. Have you had a calm corner in your classroom, a calm area? What have you done? What has worked? Thank you so much.